Savior. Amen. If you would take out your sermon notes, there's one side there are blank. Fill in the question or fill in the blanks that you can follow along through the service with. On the other side are some weekly devotions that I would encourage you to take home and use during this week to stay in touch and in tune with God following the theme of this service. Now, as we continue on in the book of Hebrews, we must keep some things in mind. As Jim said, the book was written to Jewish Christians, those Jews who had left Judaism to follow Jesus, who were under pressure to come back to what they grew up with. And also, we need to remember that they now knew Jesus as their Savior, as God healer, and their faith was in Jesus Christ. And then along the way, the writer also warns them not to drift away from this truth, from the faith, and to remember, most importantly, that Jesus is our high priest who intercedes on our behalf to the Father. Now, the other day I was driving, and it was getting on toward dusk, and I was looking at the running lights of the cars that were headed in my direction. Have you ever done that before? I guess you're not me. I really want my next car to have some great running lights that are easily seen during the daylight. During the daylight. You see, I heard or read a study a long time ago. It was in Finland or Sweden area, and they discovered that if you drive with your headlights on all the time, there's a smaller likelihood that you will be in an accident. Have you ever heard that study? Yeah. That's why cars have moved toward auto lamps, so that your car lights will come on automatically when you start them. But since that time, I've always have at least my running lights on or headlights on all the time. Who wants to be in an accident? I don't. As I was looking, it was now getting darker, and almost all the cars had their lights on, except for this one black car. So I turned my lights off, and I turned them on. You see, the black car is harder to see as the light fades, and again, it was really fading fast. And they didn't respond. So I turned my lights off again and turned them back on. To no avail. They did not heed my warning. Maybe they didn't understand why is this guy flashing me. But they were now running a much higher likelihood of being in an accident because somebody wouldn't be able to see them. A part of being a responsible driver is to evaluate where you are and to do what? Make the appropriate adjustments. It's part of becoming a better and safer driver. And in the same manner, the Jewish writer to the Jewish Christians is warning them to look at their situation and evaluate it and make appropriate adjustments. Read it with me. It's hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. You see, the writer is saying to these Jewish Christians that they may have stopped trying to understand what it means for Jesus to be our high priest, what it means for Jesus to be our salvation, which impacts our spiritual growth with God. The writer has concern for their spiritual growth and feels having stopped growing, they're not learning, and maybe they're not even trying anymore. I wonder, have you ever looked at where you are with God and asked the question, am I still growing? Am I still learning? Am I even trying with God? Or even the question, how can I help someone else to grow, to learn, and to want to try to get closer to Jesus Because the reality is Christianity is a journey and I am supposed to be sharing my life with them, helping them to learn and to know Christ. And we note the writer states, if you don't try to grow in Jesus, you will not grow as a Christian. It's simple. If you don't grow in Jesus, you won't grow as a Christian. I mean, how would you view a child, really a baby who wasn't advancing in development? They hadn't moved on from milk to more solid foods, even if it's pureed green beans or something like that. You'd be concerned. You'd be concerned, even considering having that child looked at by a doctor. And the writer of Hebrews has that same concern for his Christian friends. Again, in this verse, you can see that they are concerned that these Christians are still on the milk of God's Word when they should be on solid food. They should be leading or teaching others about God's Word, and instead they are still being spoon-fed. And if we were to sum up this, we note that Christians need to be taking in the solid food of God's Word. Read with me what he goes on to say to them. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. There are, I think, three parts here moving toward maturity. See if you can note them. First, are you acquainted with the teachings about righteousness? What it means to be moral, upright, and virtuous? Do you know the difference between a flat-out lie and a white lie? And does God see them the same? How do you think of others, and what do you say about others, especially when they're not in the room with you? Do you treat everyone equally? Righteousness is about being right with God, but it's about being right in Christ. And we know you have to know the teachings before you can become righteous in Jesus. You have to know the teachings before you become right in Jesus. Secondly, are you training yourself constantly? Are you training yourself constantly, continually, so as to grow toward the knowledge and righteousness and to know good and evil? I remember my parents taught me about being good, not to be evil, right? But one has to know what not only what the difference is between good and evil, but must also align with how God sees good and evil. Too many have their own definitions of what is good or what is evil, but it may or may not align with what God's Word says. And it has to be a constant training. When you think you have arrived, man, that's just the wrong kind of thinking. You cannot become stronger by lifting weights once a month or so. Why would you become more spiritual by reading the Bible once a month? Or even just on Sundays. You just don't. And so we note, number two, to become mature, one must continually train. Continually train. And finally, number three, are you constantly implementing righteousness into your life? Are you distinguishing between God's idea of good and evil in your life and then applying it to your life? To become a Christian is to go through a process of knowing and understanding who and what Jesus is and done for you. That's about becoming a Christian and understanding God's great love in Jesus, to then turn from or repent from an unrepentant or an unrighteous life toward Christ. But to mature as a Christian is not to remain on milk or the elementary teachings of God's Word, but to mature on the solid food. To dig deeper, to dig consistently, to say to yourself each morning, God, I want to grow in you today. What are you going to teach me? And then to listen to the Holy Spirit of God through prayer and meditation on God's Word. You can only implement into your life what you learn and know to be true. And too many people learn and know what it is to be true, but they don't implement it in their life. So third, what you learn, you must implement into your life. Dawson Trotman understood what God was stating here. Back in the 1920s, Dawson was driving trucks, and he felt a need for growth in his own spiritual life. Don't you ever have that moment when you feel a need that you need to be growing more in your spiritual life? Well, Dawson began implementing what many call today spiritual practices or disciplines into his life. It came down to these things, Dawson said. Taking daily time in the Bible, in the Word of God. Taking time to memorize Bible verses that would impact his life. Making sure he had regular times of prayer. And then on top of all that, sharing Jesus with others or helping others to know Jesus. Trotman was beginning to understand the movement from infancy to maturity as a Christian. And he understood that Christianity is a journey, not just an arrival point. Well, it was interesting. Others began to notice a difference in him as he regularly attended to these practices or spiritual disciplines. Enough so that they began to ask him for help to grow in their own spiritual life. I wonder, when was the last time someone asked you, what is it that you're doing that makes your relationship with God different than mine? Or what is it that you're doing? You seem to be so close to God. But people were asking him, and today we have the written word, but also we have Bible apps that will read God's word to us when we're exercising or working out or working in the yard. We have no excuse not to have God's word in our life. And when Trotman began to constantly apply himself to God, to God's word, and to reaching out to others, he was indeed becoming more mature. And others were noticing and wanting to understand his secrets. In 1933, Trotman founded the Navigators, and you want to know what their motto was? To know Christ and to make him known. Pretty simple. To know Christ and to make him known. I was fortunate that I was exposed to Navigators when I went through some of my maturing and some of the training. And I have to say that it was a great time of growth for me. Practices that I began then I still use today. Moving from infancy to maturity, from milk to solid food, I was really just beginning to journey with God and not just exist as a Christian. As the writers of Hebrew encourages his readers then and us today, read it with me. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death. I mean, this sounds kind of strange to me, doesn't it? Not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts. From things that you do, which lead to death. He's talking to the Jewish Christians who are about to go back to the Jewish lifestyle of following the law as their relationship with God, doing acts, whether it's ritual cleaning or other acts that God had put in place. And he's saying, don't go back to just doing acts. He says, stop being complacent and move forward. Don't simply do good acts as a sign of repentance, which is important for us to do. But grow in your knowledge and love of God. Then serve God by sharing Jesus with others, by teaching others the elementary truths of God's Word, and help them to mature through applying simple spiritual practices or disciplines like you've done in your life. But to be a mature Christian will take time. It is a journey. Our motto or our vision statement, we believe, for Heartland, we believe we are not just on a journey with Jesus, but that we are to share that journey. Share that journey with each other, with all the people around us. A journey to know, love, and serve God. It helps us to go from infancy to maturity in our faith. It helps us to become strong Christians in God's Word. It helps us to develop a vibrant faith, and it helps us to share a powerful and relevant faith. Who doesn't want a relevant faith with others? Many of you already know who John Newton is. He was the captain of a slave trading ship. Many of you know John eventually came to know Jesus. But it took Newton time to grow in his faith. In fact, as I read his story, after he converted to Christianity, after he came to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he immediately stopped slave trading. That's not true. He didn't. He continued to be a slave trading captain. Maybe he was just an infant on spiritual milk for a time. But then at some point he began to mature. Maybe he started reading his Bible more regularly or doing daily devotions, taking time in regular prayer, taking God's Word and meditating on it and memorizing it and applying it to his own life. Maybe he started to share his faith with others and realized what he was doing with others didn't line up with God's Word. Maybe then he began to understand God's amazing grace. God's grace as he grew into more and more a mature Christian. And then he would stop slaving. And then he would work with others to end the slave trading. And he might have penned the song that is still sung today to remind us of God's amazing grace. That grace that stuck with him even though he wasn't fully giving himself over to God. That's amazing, isn't it? That's something you can share with any other Christian. Man, God is amazing. He still loves you even though you're not paying any attention to him. So what might you do this week to move a little bit closer to God? To become more mature? Have you been taking time daily in God's Word? Listening to it? There are devotional scriptures you can follow on the other side of your sermon notes this week. Bible apps galore. Do you meditate on Scripture? Not just reading it once and closing the good book, but wrestling with some words that God is speaking to you that jump off the page. Certainly, in your daily devotions, there will be times when God speaks to you. Write it down. Carry it along with the rest of your day. That's meditating. How about prayer? Not just asking God for this or for that or interceding for other people, which is important, but are you also listening to God through His Word by the prompting of the Holy Spirit in your heart and soul? Have you shared someone with Jesus lately? Maybe you could start with simply blessing others. Hey, I hope you have a blessed day. Or you could share what Jesus has been doing or speaking into your life. That's a step forward, isn't it? Share something God spoke to you about in this morning's worship service, or something in a song that was sung, something in the Scripture that struck you. Maybe the sermon, or how it felt to give back to God financially, or what you experienced while you prayed for someone in need, which we'll do in a few minutes. You know, if studies show that driving around with your lights on will keep you not only from harm or safer, driving with them off increases your chance of being in an accident, wouldn't you want to keep the lights on? Yeah. If studies show that those who spend time in God's Word daily, reading, studying, meditating, even memorizing scriptures along with prayer, sharing your faith journey with others will strengthen your walk with God, wouldn't you want to make time for that then too? Yes. Whatever you do, remember, being a Christian is a journey, moving from infancy to maturity. And if you're not moving in your life, you better get going. You better get going. As I get old, time keeps going by. And I don't want to live my life with regret, saying I wish I would have, right? Apply some of these more spiritual practices into your life on a daily basis, because we don't want to be. Because we don't want to be infants on spiritual milk. Amen? Let us pray. We are grateful, Lord, that you do encourage us to grow, that you give us people in our lives who are further down the road that can help us, or maybe, God, you're calling us to help someone else. And Lord, we just need to take that first step and reach out. Whatever it is, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would move us in that direction, that you would get us off our proverbial seats, and Lord, that you would help us to grow more in love and more filled with grace. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.